Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and Kathy, we have a friend, a good friend of both of ours, Dom DeLuca. He's been on
great
before.
Great to have you back, Dom.
And Dom's life, the one thing I can say, Don, pretty easily is your life is not boring because you walk with God, and he's up to cool stuff, and you have a heart to follow, and it's quite fun. So why don't you remind the audience again of, you know, where are you living? You know, how many years you've been married? What are you up to these days? Fundamentally, then we'll start talking about some of these beautiful stories.
Yeah. So my name is Dominic DeLuca. I live in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, which is just on the line of Rhode Island, so southeastern Mass. I have a company called New England Temperature Solutions. We cover all of New England for industrial controls. My wife of 42 years.
Wow.
This August. Her name is Dawn. She's from Minnesota. And I've got three awesome children. Amanda's my oldest, who last podcast we talked about, they were moving in and they did move out a couple months ago, which is great for them. I have my son who is Jason. He's 39-ish. And then I have my baby who's Brianna, who has my granddaughter. Mm. She's 32 and my granddaughter is going on 8. And just a joy to have. They live with us. Just joy to have them.
Yeah. Yeah,
beautiful.
That's fun. And they're still living with you, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're in our basement. And it's great. We love, granddaughter comes up every morning for coffee time still since she was a baby. She's done that. And we've been playing catch with a cat lately because she knows how I hate cats. So sorry if I offended anybody. But yeah. it's a little fake cat, obviously. But yeah.
So does your granddaughter like cream in her coffee?
She drinks milk with sugar in it.
Yeah.
You know, they call it a strawberry
coffee.
Milk, but it's, we did the health app and we tried to get the rating on the Nesquik and they go, we don't rate colored sugar. So it's sugar milk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's been true of our life too. We've had opportunity where, you know, our children and grandchildren, you know, got to live with us a little bit or be real mm-hmm. super close to us. And, you know, what a privilege. Mm-hmm. You know, that you have, and, you know, like you say, she comes up every day. And the neat thing about life with God is that you can appreciate it at the moment because I can see that you have joy with her relationship, you know, and she gets mm-hmm. to be with you and she loves being with you. And that's love. And that's, you know, you love being with her. She loves being with you and you're enjoying it. The one interesting thing that you'll see, well, that life that you invested in that way, mm-hmm. when she's 20, you know, when she's 25, the impact of what you did then is showing up then, you know, and that's going to be a really, you know, privilege. So mm-hmm. I do know that you rejoice mm-hmm. at being with her and that's fun. And we will pray for her. What's her name, by the way?
Lily.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
She's kid. Third grade now? Third or fourth?
Second grade.
Okay.
She's 7 going on 14. So
as we, you know, one of the things that we know about you, like you said, your life isn't boring and you are involved in lots of things is, you know, tell us some of the things that you're experiencing as you walk with God in terms of things that he's involved with you and how that's working through and how you're hearing his voice. So, you know, we'd love to hear some of the stories that you're engaged in right now and for our audience to hear what it means to live life really with God.
Right. So we've been engaged in, I've been in the worship world my whole life. And as I get older, that becomes a little less for several reasons. But in the last couple of years through Abiding, we've been promoting Abiding at our church and our pastor's really taken that ball and run with it. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of years ago, Rick all gave us Experiencing God's and we've given like 40 of those away. And now we're starting to see people give them to other people and mm-hmm. people bring them. And there's not a week that goes by that the pastor doesn't either reference his Abiding or his Experiencing God. So we are just, my wife and I feel like God has put that to just share what God's given us and our resources with other people. And we're seeing people do that. I've passed your abiding podcast of me around to some of my peers. And recently I had somebody call me up and said, I love that thing you said about the Lord's Prayer and trespassing. And I've sent it on to other people. So I think that's, you know, the Lord's using us in that. Mm-hmm. In that. And I do see that as one of my giants I wrote on our first retreat years ago was transition. And I joked that a small company like mine's like Hotel California, you can check out, but you can never leave. But that seems a little more realistic now. And I do see something, you know, in my future for that, in on the transition side of it. I was waiting for you at the C12 meeting, and I was standing there with Scott, and when a potential, I don't know, customer, a person came in to talk, and I just couldn't shut up. And I started, you know, selling, you know, conveying the message. I'm like, I could do this. I could definitely do this. Yeah. It was natural, and it was a lot of fun. So I'll send you my resume when we're done with this. But yeah, so that, you know, the next phase of life is less about music and more about mentoring, if you would. I really feel
that's beautiful.
My CBP is up, which is my past, you know, accomplishments and what am I most proud of. And I think it's the mentoring piece, making a difference in people's lives with what I hear in abiding. I mean, because it all comes back to, you know, abiding, that prayer time, that journaling with God speaking to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as you, and this is kind of how it works, you know, that God speaks to you transition, which I know you heard it, you recognize it. The neat thing, and we, you know, Kathy and I talk about this a lot, is, and we're actually in, you know, a series called, you know, what does it mean to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul? But God says, well, you have a privilege of me speaking to you, and you heard it, transition. But you don't really know exactly what that means, other than I know the word, but it means a change. And what you didn't do, which I know you had a tendency to do, and me too, you would have been, okay, I'm going to go do. I'm going to go make this happen, you know? And he says, nope, you just let me do it. So you did receive that. Walk us a little bit through what kinds of things are being transitioned. And then we'll get into this aspect of one of the things that I did see this with you is that you were involved in worship leading, and God says, you know, you're gifted at that, but I want to take you to mentoring and discipling. And because you, not because of our skill, it's because you have a heart to hear my voice and you can help others hear my voice. Mm-hmm. And I want to take you there. That's one of the transition points, you know, and we'll get into that. But as you started to, you know, kind of say, okay, Father, what are you saying here? What kind of things started to happen that moved you from where you were to moving you to a new place?
Well, the shedding of the potential business and getting unentangled from that was probably the key piece. And what a year ago, I sensed something was wrong in our industry, and something was just, so I talked to Dean Harrington, who had just sold his business. He's one of your podcasters. And he told me to go on a retreat and ask God to show you what you need to know about your business, the Jamie Winship stuff. So, you know, here I am thinking I'm going to go on a 4-hour retreat at an abbey in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, and come out with the word of God, kind of like Moses did with the stones. And little did I know it would be more like the Gilligan's Island 3-hour tour. That's 14 months later. You know, it's probably, you know, it's been a whole different, because it's a big deal, it's been a whole different abiding process. It wasn't, I went and I got an answer, God told me what to do and check, you know, it was, and we're still in it. And I say it's been a college course and a roller coaster, because I have learned so much. Every place he has brought me that didn't work out was a huge lesson. Mm-hmm. We had no idea really a year ago, year 2 months ago, what the company was worth. We had no thought about the fact that right now the scenario, Rich, you gave me that word to look at different scenarios, is to split the business in two, because there's two competing parts in it, and nobody wants to buy the competition because they'll get in trouble with the vendor. Mm. And we've done a good job for 30 years managing that because both parties trust us, but we're not going to be able to get rid of that. So right now on the table is actually, if you fast forward to today, is that I keep half of it. I transition out of the big piece, and gives me some time to focus on discipling, gives me some time to spend time, you know, I mean, within that is biking and skiing, but it's just a whole different, a little easier lifestyle than that. Yeah. And there've been, you know, peaks and valleys, but there's been so many times where, you know, God shut the door and it was like, okay, you have something better for me, you know, cause we thought, oh, this is great, this is going to work. And it didn't. And you have something better for me. And throughout the abiding process, the experiencing God thing seems to track with my life, you know, I don't know how he knew what was going to happen on, you know, May 12th or whatever it was, but there was a sense that he continually said that God will reveal his intentions. I wrote this down, I'm going to read it. God will not reveal his intentions for a long time, but will tell us the next step. Mm. And that's what the 14 months have been, that he has a better plan than you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's why I think we changed the word from long-suffering to patience, because I'm not sure people would go for it if it was long-suffering. But it certainly has been a long, you know, patient. And I'm not good like that. I need to know a plan or I'm right? You're not like that, are you, Rich?
No.
I need that. So to walk blindfolded and trust to just, you know, I'm not saying I didn't have sleepless nights. I'm not saying I didn't have to take, you know, antacids, but, you know, I very shortly came to my senses, came to peace in Christ and said, okay, what's next?
Yeah. And as you, you know, because of these two pieces of the business and God started to show you, well, actually you got to look at them in the two pieces and they're not going to come together. They're going to be in two pieces. Okay. You said, okay, I'm willing to do that. And then you started to have opportunity to sell one of those pieces. And walk us through, you know, you have to give us great detail, but walk us through where you were engaged with somebody looking at that piece, and God, as you went to ask, seek, and knock, you came to a place where God said, no. And talk a little bit about that, because that's as valuable as, well, wouldn't this be great if it would work? And actually God says, well, I know truth and I know more than you. And again, our viewpoint is, well, why don't you just tell us that up front? He says, no, I'm going to show you a few things, you know, with it. But walk us about, as you were engaged with this other potential party, what things were God showing you where you said, no, this is not God's will?
So we found, we've had people talk to us that were definitely not Christian, that were, you know, could care less about people and private, you know, venture capital, private equity type, where, you know, they're buying it today so they could sell it in 5 years. Yeah. And that didn't seem to line up at all. But I did find this person who actually heard about and contacted him. And he had some Christianese on his website. You couldn't tell it, but, you know, so I called him and I said, are you a Christian? He goes, yes. I said, okay, let's talk. Because I knew he was looking for businesses. So he was the most positive toward the opportunity. He was looking to be, he was one of those ordained five distributors that the company is saying, yeah, we'd like you to buy somebody. And he, you know, through a bunch of stuff going back and forth, he said, I really want to do it. I really want to do business. And it seemed like a miracle was about to happen, because he promised to send me a letter of intent on May 12th, which is my 65th birthday. I'm like, God, what could be better than that? Right. And my wife and I went on my birthday. We went for a long bike ride, you know, just in anticipation, put the alerts back on my phone so I could hear it. And he calls and he says, look, I just sent you the letter of intent. I was like, we did it. This is incredible. This is amazing. You know, this is God, you know. And then I read the letter of intent, and that's one of the nights I could not sleep, because it was just, the money wasn't, you know, he's negotiating, which is fine, but it was the people, and it was handcuffing my people they couldn't talk to any of the, they couldn't sell to any of the customers that we sell to now. And in my industry, we're niche-y. I mean, I get that if you're a realtor and, you know, there's 5,000 people in the town and you have 20 of them, but this is not that way. It's like, if you're in this industry, you're in this industry, you know, everybody knows everybody, and you can't, if you take that person out, they have to move. So that bothered me to the point where I'm like, no. So we talked, and I did present my case that, no, I don't want this, I don't want that. And he came back and said no, and kind of made a case for it the other way. And I just said to my wife, because both of us really, you know, we're at that stage, my wife is like 100% in on this ending. But it was like, I can't, how can I sit there as a Christian business owner and tell my employees I love them and say, hey, good news, I just sold my business and you're in trouble. But you gotta stay, you know, you can never work again in this industry if you ever leave this company, even if he fires you, you know. So no, I just can't do that. So we decided that we would not, that I would say no to the offer. But the cool thing was, the next morning, three things happened. My experience in God said, there is wisdom in the counsel of many. And then I had a call that already planned at 8 o'clock with my C12 group. And at 9 o'clock, Bernie Poirier, who, you know, had not gotten back to me about the contract I had copied him, and we had a call with him, and the C12 group was in agreement. Yes, you know, you're right. And then Bernie Poirier, the first thing he said is, don't sign that contract. So it became, you know, am I doing the right thing to, oh my goodness, I'm doing the right thing. So I let the guy know, and it came down to the people. But if I back up to December, I was in my surgery. I put prayer on my website, and my marketing person said, you need to meet this person named Becca. And Becca wrote this book called Lead on Mission. I'm looking at the book, and it's got Mike Sherrill's recommendation. Buck Jacobs is in the book. Dave Dunkel's in the book. I'm going, wow, this is a cool book. And there's two things I learned out of that book. And one of them was a question that I can't say I've asked God this question, but I've had this question for a long time. What happened to VeggieTales? And what happened to VeggieTales is actually in this book. The new president of VeggieTales says, no more Jesus. So here's a Christian company that was foundational to my children, and they're not allowed to use Jesus' name anymore. Wow, how does that come to a company? And through this book, I came to the conclusion that I would rather give my company away than have that happen.
Now, by the way, just on that particular situation, because I know a lot about this, one of the reasons they wound up at that place was actually not that they purposely chose it, but they as they were processing their company, they were very, very successful. And what they decided, and they had this beautiful niche of what they were doing that was just really effective and very profitable. Well, we want to go make a movie. And Kathy, this is one of those scenarios where, because I was around that, they didn't check in with God, and they borrowed a tremendous amount of money with, hey, we're going to make this movie. Hey, this is God's will. Hey, this is going to work. And they borrowed a tremendous, I'm talking gigantic money. To make the movie, and it failed. And it sunk the company. And because it sunk the company, now it's like, well, I guess, you know, and they really didn't even have a choice at that point. They were just taken over by actually a group that didn't, and it's the funniest thing is even why they did it, but they were acquired by a group that didn't have a heart to continue to serve God and promote God. And now they're not, you know, and it really wasn't that they handed it over, is that they made a mistake before that,
right?
About not seeking God's will and not listening to what God would say about it. You know, just like Dom, you know, I'd like you to just share briefly. Here you are with, well, I could sell it, and God said, I'm going to have you sell it, but you had a sense like, wait, you know what? I don't have a confirmation in my spirit about this,
right?
Talk a little bit about that gave you the conviction, and then reinforced by, you know, your inner circle that said, you know, I see the same thing you're seeing. And by the way, and this is kind of neat, is that it wasn't that Dom said, well, hey guys, I really want to sell this. Don't you think this is a good idea? And they might've said, well, I'm not sure about that. Well, yeah, but. So you would have said, yeah, but. Well, they said, well, what's God saying to you? And so how did you sense that? I don't think so.
I just felt, I can't do this. No, I was just an overwhelming. And what I think it did was it solidified how I felt about the people and what we've done and the ministry we had. And then you know, how would the name of God be? I mean, we start the Our Father with hallowed. And that to me, when I looked at that up once and did my abiding, it was, am I going to blemish the name of God? Don't let my actions today blemish the name of God. It's hallowed be thy name. Don't let me unhallow you. And, what would that do to them and to anybody else that had heard me, you know, bring up the name of God as a leader of our company? So, and with that, I just couldn't. And also knowing that God would not want that, and that things like VeggieTales happens. I mean, like you said before, I don't want to be in that position. It's even more encouraging. You know, those mistakes I could have made there could have been detrimental to me, even on the other side. I don't know what the future is. Only God knows. So yeah, it was that. My wife agreed, totally agreed. And the funny thing is, when I went back to him and said that, he asked me what was the one thing. I said, well, you know, he goes, well, I talked to my lawyer yesterday and we could forego that. I said, no, I said, we're done because that just God was revealing something to me.
Right.
And even if he did go back, even if he doubled the money, no, that's, it's about, you know, what God said here. I'm going to be obedient. For whatever reason he caused you to say that, was good enough for me. So
yeah, and think about the simplicity of what you just said. God said, and I'm going to follow that. And see, God's way is best, even when, well, yeah, but, and what about the, you know, and maybe we could, you know, no, I'm showing you. You're receiving it. Stand in what you know to be true, which you did. And at that point, you're really not fuzzy and you're not frustrated about it. It's like, no. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. No problem. You know, there'll be a next, there'll be another thing. And I know you have another potential even tomorrow as you're going to have a conversation with somebody that'll be interesting. So Kathy, I think you had a question you were going to ask.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you were talking about Dawn being aligned with you on this. Maybe share a little bit about how bringing her into the process with this and some of the things God spoke to her. Because I think that, you know, as we talk about confirmation and community, the C12 groups and that sort of thing mm-hmm. is great. But, you know, your number one is your spouse. And just talk a little bit about how she was brought into this and how God was leading her as well, if you don't mind.
Well, the thing I did that was really unusual for me was way at the beginning, a year, 12 months, 14 months ago, when we had our first meeting in Pennsylvania with the company that we thought was the company. I brought her with me. That was the first meeting, and she got to see all the stuff, you know, behind the curtain, things that she may not have even seen before, because I don't talk about balance sheets and stuff like that at home. So bringing her in, so now it became our thing, and we had abided on it. And it wasn't so much her saying, think this, I think that. It was, I'd throw an idea out and she says, okay, I'm okay. I don't get anything negative on that. The last one was tough because we both desire for this to end. And and it, you know, she was fine. She came up. Yes, I feel good about it. This is what we need to do. There was sacrifice, you know, because it's funny at the thing I got most out of Current. My favorite quote was when Mike Sherrill quoted behind it, the Haitian proverb, behind every mountain is another mountain. Hearing that, I think sharing that with her was, it's not just, I sell the business. It's not going to be rainbows and unicorns. There's another mountain, right? There's another things. We abided on that. We talked about that. So we had peace. Both of us had peace. I asked her a few times, are you okay with this? Yes, no, this is what we need to do. So it was more of a faith thing, hearing God, trusting God response.
That's
here's what we should do.
Right.
I'm so connected.
Dawn, thank you so much thank you for sharing all that. And, you know, just a beautiful, you're right in the middle of all this. So it'll be fun to come back and share, you know, how it played out. But we just rejoice with you that you are hearing God's voice. You have truth. You stand on that truth. And you know that God is going to bring a resolution to this, which will be always interesting to see. And it's always based on, are you believing what I'm telling you? And you don't know where that's going to go. You just say, yep, I do. And we so, you know, admire that with you. And we know that it's going to be beautiful. So Heavenly Father, we pray over Dom and Dawn and their business. And thank you for you speaking and through the Holy Spirit, giving him a confidence that was a no, and to wait for the yes and know that it's coming, and just to trust you. And so we pray for that. We ask for favor. We ask for clarity. And I pray for peace as he walks through that, as he has it, to continue knowing that you are guiding him, and what a privilege that is. And thank you for his bearing witness to the life that he has with you and the joy that shows us. And we thank you in Christ's name.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Dom, and thank you to our listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.